Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. My newsletter is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is Ellie Richards. Ellie Richards is a fashion stylist in New Zealand, and you can find out more about Ellie Richards and her wonderful work at her website, nude-studio.com. And I'm going to spell that for you, because we all know how to spell nude. It's nude-studio.com. Welcome, Ellie Richards.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So Ellie Richards, one of the things that I actually love about hosting the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio is I get to interview experts like yourself from all over the world who are different, engaging in different modalities to help people improve their overall well-being. So we're going to be talking here about how you dress and what you wear can change the way you feel. Which I think is so important. So Ellie Richards, first of all, what is fashion psychology and how can clothing support emotional well-being in everyday life?
Yeah, well, fashion psychology is basically the study of how what we wear affects how we think, feel, behave. And what really started this, fashion psychology movement was this quite fascinating study that I'll just briefly break down for you. It's called enclosed cognition. And the premise of it was that there were two groups, and the scientists gave the two groups a white coat. And they told one group that it was a lab coat, and they told the other group that it was a painter's coat. And then they got them to perform some cognitive tasks. And basically the group that was told that it was a lab coat significantly outperformed the group that told that it was a painter's coat. So that basically outlined and proved that what meaning we place on clothes, whether that's conscious or subconscious, we then embody those traits. So really that changed the industry, and it changed the way we think about clothes. It's not just aesthetic, and it's really about how we feel. So, you know, like we've all felt it. We put on our favorite jacket or our favorite dress, and suddenly you stand taller, you feel better. So I truly believe that fashion and clothing has the ability to be a daily support tool for us. So because when you wear clothes that align with who you are and how you see yourself and how you want to be seen by the world, you basically become more at ease and you feel like yourself, and you show up as the best version of yourself and throughout the day.
I agree 100%. Now, one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Energy Now. And in that book, I actually have a whole chapter on this subject. And there's a quote in that book from a fashion designer, and she said, when you're depressed, get dressed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, when you're depressed, get dressed. So Ellie Richards, you are a fashion stylist. Can you explain for our audience what exactly is a fashion stylist?
Fashion stylist, yeah. I think some people would say that fashion stylist is just someone that helps you get dressed. It helps you make you look better aesthetically. I believe fashion is a lot deeper than that. And I think, so in my work, I infuse fashion psychology and style aesthetic to basically be able to show up as your most like authentic self. So I work with women all around the world to basically help them feel more confident. So fashion styling is taking the clothes that, you know, people have in their wardrobe, and potentially finding new pieces and then embodying the traits of their personality and fusing those two, and then overlaying things like body types, proportions, that throughout what they have to wear for their day, for their lifestyle, and merging those two worlds together to create and help identify your personal style.
And again, I think what you do is actually really very important. And
oh, that's good.
Yes. And so many of my clients, they think, oh, I've got to lose weight, or, you know, for various reasons. And, you know, we may need to lose weight for our health, but why wait to start feeling beautiful? And yeah, and every woman needs to feel beautiful. And as I'm sure you would agree, every person has their own unique style. Now, I'm a big fan. There's an author by the name of Carol Tuttle, and she has a system based on body types. And there's four different types in there. And what her work is about is expressing on the outside who you really are on the inside. So you're a fashion stylist, Ellie Richard. How can what we wear on the outside help us fully express who we really are, or hide who we really are?
Yeah, that's a great question. We basically, I think, you know, we really need to understand ourselves and what, how we want to be perceived by the world, how really reflecting on what you love, what your world encapsulates. Like for me personally, I'm a really creative person. I love interior design. I love art. I love craftsmanship. So the way that I want people, you know, we make assumptions of people in a split second. And when I want people to meet me for the first time or I enter a room, I want my personality to shine in its best ability. So when I'm looking for pieces, I'm looking for pieces that show, they show that craftsmanship. Maybe they, the pieces are handmade. I really love vintage pieces that tell a story. I love structure and high quality. But then also I'm also wanting to be an authoritative person and teach. And so I'm wearing things like a blazer, for example, right now, because I'm telling my brain that I want to be perceived as not only professional and authoritative, but that I'm embodying like a capability and put togetherness, and I feel safe and secure in this. So yeah, I think it's really reflecting on who you are as a person, and then the environments that you're going to be in, and how you want to feel and how you want to show up.
Yes, and myself, I'm an uplifter. So I almost always am wearing something shiny. I'm like a little crow.
That's great.
It's something sparkly. Now, Ellie Richards, fashion stylist, how does what we wear influence our nervous system, our confidence, and our stress levels?
Great question. It's so I guess our body is constantly looking for cues of for safety, for confidence. And so the, you know, take an example where we're going to an event, a professional event, and you're wearing track pants and a t-shirt that's got a stain on it. Instantly, you're going to feel exposed. You're going to feel uncomfortable. Whereas you take that same scenario and you're wearing your best suit, you're wearing a beautiful dress, and your body recognizes it, right? And you stand, your posture changes, you change your confidence levels automatically. So your outfit is constantly sending these signals to your brain, just like how my blazer is telling me I'm now capable and I feel put together. Whereas if I was wearing my knitted sweater, I might be feeling that's what I would wear to feel, you know, watch a TV show or something and feeling really calm, and I wouldn't have the same cues being sent. So I believe that confidence starts from a physical perspective, what you're wearing, and that really influences your mindset and can reduce stress levels drastically.
So Ellie Richards, I can tell you story after story where I've had clients who've come to me and their goal is to lose weight. And so many people think, okay, I'm going to lose weight and then I'll buy the outfit. And I can remember, I'll just give a specific story. where I worked with a client. I was like, okay, I want you to go buy four outfits. And an outfit is not just like a top, it's like a top and a bottom and the jewelry and the shoes. Like it's like all put together. I said, okay, I want you to. And if you need to, we went over and figured out which store she needed to go to, because sometimes you go to a store and there's somebody there who helps you put it together. Anyway, she bought these four outfits and then she lost 20 pounds because she started treating herself differently. So every day she showed up and it was like, I feel great. So why four outfits? Well, there's 7 days in a week, you wear four outfits, then presumably in there you're going to do some laundry. So how do you feel? And that's an example of what you're talking about, how our outside actually can influence the inside.
Absolutely. It's not only embodying the person that you are, it can you want to be dressing for the version that you want to be as well. So it just in that it's a motivating thing to go. I work with a lot of clients that are going through life transitions and people wanting to find themselves after, grief or having kids, and using clothes as a tool to help you get to where you want to be it's so powerful, and I can't stress that enough. So I'm not surprised that that lady lost the weight at all. So yeah, you can definitely use it as a motivating tool, finding pieces to be for your future self, I guess.
Now, Ellie Richards, what are some common signs that someone's wardrobe is creating mental clutter or decision fatigue?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of, there's a lot of signs, but the three common ones that I see are, so you have a lot of clothes, but you have nothing to wear. Maybe feel overwhelmed by opening your wardrobe. Or the other one I mainly see is that people try on lots and lots of outfits in the morning. They're indecisive, and buying constantly adding new pieces to their wardrobe. There's a really interesting study by Barry Schwartz called The Paradox of Choice, where it's quite famous around the jam study, where basically they got shoppers to buy jam. In one group, there was just one flavor of jam, and then the other group there was multiple flavors. And what they found was that then where there were less options, shoppers actually bought more and were more content with their purchase. Whereas when there was more options of jams, shoppers had choice overload, so to speak, and were less satisfied. So if we take that concept and pull it into our wardrobes, it's the exact same thing. If you are waking up in the morning and you have choice overload because you have too many pieces in your wardrobe, you're constantly starting your day on the back foot. It's so much mental load to think about, what am I going to wear? I feel so uncertain in what I'm wearing. And that starts, you might have great pieces, but it just starts with clutter and too many. And so I have a minimalist wardrobe formula that I live by, and I take every one of my clients through. And it's basically a pyramid type system where you can separate your clothes out based on capsule pieces and then personality pieces and dopamine pieces. And I genuinely believe that we can work with a very small wardrobe. I have no more than 50 pieces in my wardrobe at a time. That includes shoes. It may sound a lot like a lot, but it's not at all. I worked with a client that had over 4,000 pieces. So, even just to get half of that like helps people drastically. And I have rules where piece comes in, piece goes out. So I find that when it, that this is a formula that I break down quite in detail on. I've got a big YouTube video on it, and I have sell a digital guide around formulating your own wardrobe. But basically, when you have those signs of I have nothing to wear, but you have heaps of pieces, it's really just trying to remove the mental clutter by creating systems around what's in your closet.
We definitely want to hear more about that. And one thing that I do as a medical intuitive healer, I've actually gone to people's houses and used kinesiology and muscle test what to keep and what to give away. And I think a really good rule is if you pick up something and, oh, that's my fat suit, gone.
On.
gone, or anything where you went to an event, you know, like you wore this when you were going through a divorce, like any sort of negative association, you want to absolutely get rid of that. So we'll definitely want to hear more about your minimalist wardrobe system. So can you give us sort of an overview? What it, how do you create a minimalist wardrobe?
Yeah, so it's a pyramid system that's based on four tiers. The bottom tier is, I say, it's the second skin, it's the foundation, and that's just one to two pieces, which I feel like we just have to isolate pieces that we will, if your eyes were closed, there was a fire, or you just couldn't think you put on, those are those two, one to two pieces. And for me, that's a t-shirt, white t-shirt and blue jeans. And basically that's just there because that just stays. And whenever maybe you need to replace it, it's just the same thing. That's your foundation. And then the next tier is the capsule pieces. So that's 14 to 16 pieces that are neutral colors. They are high quality basics across outerwear, tops, pants, everything. And they are the base to most outfits. And you might be a really creative person or have like love color, but we all need those neutral pieces to balance an outfit. And when we go through this, there's a lot of my clients either have way too many of these and none of the top, or they have none of these pieces. And it starts to be quite evident why putting an outfit together is so challenging. And so the next two tiers are when it starts to get a bit more interesting. A lot of like minimalism and capsule wardrobes sort of just stop at that base, where I found like I wasn't really resonating with any of these systems, because I like to show more personality in my outfits. So the next tier is the personality basics. And so that's when we start to inject personality into pieces. So that's around 12 pieces that they might have a bit more color to them. They might show more of your style archetype. I love to pull through like parts of my personality and three style words that come through. So as I mentioned before, I love creativity. I love craftsmanship. And so things like this blazer, for me, this is a vintage blazer. It's upcycled, but it's got stitching on the back, and it's got like a ribbon cinched waist. So it's got that little bit of personality showing through. And then the top of the pyramid is 6 to 8 pieces, and those are the dopamine hitting pieces. And I can definitely touch on this further later in our conversation. But dopamine hitting pieces are, I think, are extremely fundamental to a wardrobe. They are pieces of color, might be a pattern, might have sentimental value. They might fit you really well, but basically, when you put them on, they give you a lift. They make you feel good, and I think every outfit should have a piece of dopamine in it, and that makes you feel good. And there's just a small amount of those at the top, because when we overwhelm ourselves with too many of these pieces in our wardrobe, it's quite hard to put an outfit together. And we might want to replace those pieces because every 6 months or a year, because people notice them. There's a lot of color. There's nuance to them, and they're different. So that's why I suggest having a small amount of those pieces. And then when you're putting an outfit together, which I explain through my guides and YouTube, there's also a point system you can use. So you might take the capsule pieces are all 1 point. You might start with that base and then add pieces from the other tiers that have more points. And so when you're creating an outfit, you are trying to add as many points as you can, I guess, to bring together your personality, and then your style just sort of eventuates, and that's just a really good framework to work from when you're getting dressed in the morning.
Great information. And with that, let's take a break and listen to one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to fashion stylist Ellie Richards talk about how you dress affects the way you feel. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Ellie Richards, I just want to give you a compliment because I, again, here at UK Health Radio, at the National Healing Show, I interview all kinds of people, and I'm very interested in fashion personally. So I've seen a number of stylists, and I'm like, they just don't get it. But I feel like you really get it, because it's not just the outer, it's the inner as well. Now, Ellie Richards, how did your own relationship with clothing change once you started working through the lens of fashion psychology?
Yeah, so I used to buy a lot of clothes. All the clients I work with, I just have, I've gone through it myself. I had a wardrobe full of clothes, and it was a lot. And I think, even though I had a real interest and I knew what pieces I loved, we've all had that instance where we go to the shop and we find the white blouse that we love and we know looks really good on us, and we bring it home and we realize we've got 5 of the same pieces. And so like when you don't have a framework, or when you're not thinking about how clothing is making you feel, and it's such a tool for every single day, you know, to change your course of how you're feeling and thinking. And now when I understand, now that I do understand all of this, I'm very strategic with pieces that I bring in. I don't have a lot of pieces, as I mentioned. I'm making sure I'm thinking about my day, my lifestyle, and then also how I want my brain to work, and then how for other people to perceive me too. Because I do work in various ways. I need to educate. I need to have authority and professionalism, and my outfit needs to represent those traits too. So the fact that I know all of this now, everything, but it's a part of my toolkit it's just like having, I guess, like a good car or a diary or a good systems around how you work. It is so important to look at how your wardrobe plays a role in your life, and then how you use outfits to influence your mind throughout the day.
Now, Ellie Richards, one of the things that I do, not that I'm right, not that I know anything, but I'm, as a medical intuitive healer, I'm very aware how different colors affect our emotions and how different colors activate different energy centers in our body. So for myself, I use my intuition literally about everything. And I'll be like, okay, well, what color do I want to wear today? And so...
Absolutely.
Yeah. So being fully aware, I'm going to be activating certain energy centers in the body. So what is your understanding about color? Would you share for our audience your understanding of the psychology of color in the way we dress?
The way we dress. Color is one of my favorite topics. It is I mean, it's been around for so long and it's been used a lot, a majority in interior design, and we can take that, all of that knowledge, and pull it into what we wear. So color psychology is, it can be deep rooted in nature, and also an emotional connection, and also scientifically, like how it stimulates our eyes. So from a nature perspective, I love the idea of blue, because blue has got, it's related to a blue sky, blue ocean, and it actually has, it's got shorter wavelengths, so it actually calms our nervous system. So I encourage people to wear pieces like blue, and therapists do as well, actually, to bring regulation to our nervous system and make us feel really calm. And also when other people see you, they feel that way as well. They're very approachable, and colors that are seen in nature, like green and browns, are earthy and make us feel at ease. Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, where you've got reds and orange and yellows that bring vibrancy, and they're related to things like fire and sun and energy, and when you're wearing those colors, you are actually embodying those traits of color. So I think it's an amazing tool to use, and it can show parts of your personality. You know, yellow is like creativity, and so is purple, and we can really strategically pull in color to show parts of our personality in a situation. You know, when people are going through a time where they aren't feeling that great, and you're really drawn to pieces like black and gray, and like, that's totally fine. Those colors have great, they resemble authority and professionalism, but they don't show parts of your personality, and they don't show any sort of, you know, vibrancy or happiness. And not only is that showing that to other people, but that's reflecting to yourself as well. So yeah, I would definitely encourage people to experiment with color. I work with a lot of people that don't have any color in their wardrobe, and I find the best place to start is to start with accessories, start with even a hair clip, a bag, a belt, a shoe that has a little bit of color in it. And when you slowly start to get a bit more confident wearing color, and people starting to notice color on you, then start to bring it into full pieces, and you immediately notice a difference.
Fascinating. And as a medical intuitive, sometimes I talk to people about what is your sexy color and what is your power color, because it's going to be unique for everybody, because everybody's energy is different. It's going to be unique to you, right?
Yeah, and that's also the thing about emotional connection. I can, you know, there's like the in Western world specifically, like there's generic ways that we can look at color, but if you had an emotional connection with a soft toy, even as a child, that was a certain color, then you will you'll remain connected to that in some way. So it's really what how it just stimulates a sort of feeling for you.
Now, how can clothing be used as a grounding tool during anxiety, grief, or major life transitions?
Yeah, I think it's really fascinating. Lots of people come to me during a life transition, whether that is through a dark time, or through like people come to me during divorces, or you know, being a new mom and trying to find themselves. And I think when you're having a life transition, your wardrobe is the first place to show up, because it's representing a past version of you, and you can really use it as a tool. So definitely the three things I think you can use is definitely color. As I mentioned, blue is like one of the best colors you can wear. Therapists will back that as well. Nature color. But then also if you feel like you can wear a bright yellow, I guarantee you'll feel instantly different, and people will comment on it as well. And even that flow on effect of someone commenting on what you're wearing in a positive way has like the flow on of feeling good, right? So bringing you out of a state of stress or potentially feeling down and depressed. So that's one way. Fit is another one. Definitely like having looser silhouettes, or things that don't things that reduce body tension, or like body awareness. So we yeah, you know, wearing clothes that make you feel comfortable. You don't be wearing jeans that don't fit you anymore, or tight fabrics that when you're already feeling a bit anxious and tense, you don't want the outfit to make that worse. And then the last one is, the third point is feel. So it's the type of fabrics as well. As I mentioned before, you might a wool fabric is going to make you feel comfortable. It's going to make you feel calm, because you know, even if you think back to as a child in a blanket, it's like that feeling of feeling secure and safe. That can really play into the fabrics can then sit on our skin from a sensory perspective and stimulate a certain feeling. So when I find that you can use clothing when you feel a bit out of control in your life, it can bring control, and it can be like this wearable reassurance in a way when you're going through a hard transition.
Now, one of the things we know in our brain, we have different neurotransmitters. We have brain chemistry, and there's different brain chemicals that activate different things. So the neurotransmitter dopamine gives us drive. It gives us motivation. It's very energizing. So you earlier in our talk, we talked about dopamine dressing. What is dopamine dressing, and how can people experience that emotional lift without having to buy more? Because the other thing about dopamine is, I think the reason so many people become shopaholics is that when you're buying stuff, it gives you a dopamine hit.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, as you said, related to pleasure, reward, motivation. So when we're scrolling social media, we get dopamine. When we're gambling or shopping and all that, we're getting dopamine. So there's a term called dopamine dressing, where we're basically trying to find dopamine hits with existing pieces in our wardrobe. And as I mentioned, dopamine pieces at the top of the pyramid are pieces that might be vibrant in color or patterns. The silhouette might fit you really well, or you might have this emotional connection with a piece that makes you feel good. And I usually say to people, it's most likely dopamine hitting pieces are the pieces that people comment on. And so you'll know what those pieces are. You know, the mistake is thinking that you have to buy these things to feel that way, but you can actually rediscover that feeling through pieces that you already own. So yeah, it's like we're constantly bombarded with trends and influences and wanting that extra hit. So I would just encourage people to look in their wardrobes and really isolate pieces that make you feel good, and don't save that dress that you wore, like, you wear once a year that makes you feel really good, and you save it for that moment. If it makes you feel good, you should be wearing it as much as you can, until it doesn't serve you anymore. And that's why I say at the top of that pyramid, it's actually only 6 to 8 dopamine pieces, because you do exhaust them. And when you notice that you're not getting that dopamine hit from them anymore, it might be time to replenish.
So an example for my wardrobe, I have some turquoise colored cowboy boots.
Right. Amazing.
If you think about the winter, it's gray, it's cold, you know, but then I'll put on my turquoise cowboy boots, and someone always are like, oh my God, where did you get those amazing cowboy boots? So how do people discover the dopamine dressing pieces they already have?
Yeah, so it's exactly that. It's a full reflection process. There's a few questions that I would go through when you're designing your minimalist wardrobe formula through one of my guides. You're asking questions like, what is it, when you're going through each piece, where does it fit in the category? And when they do spark some sort of joy for you, or you do love that piece and you'll never get rid of it, or everyone comments on it, that is a dopamine hitting piece for you. And I do have to emphasize that a lot of clients ask me to help find those pieces. And I really, really like to just, I want people to really dig deep and go, I can't really tell you what provides you dopamine. Like, I can't tell you what has sentimental value, what makes you feel amazing. I can definitely advise on it, but it's a really personal thing. And so it you just it's about reflection for yourself and just going through and finding what those is it color, is it pattern, is it emotional connection, and isolating them, putting them to the side and putting them out on that framework so that you know exactly what those pieces are, and every day you're going, am I adding one of those pieces to my outfit?
Fabulous information. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to Ellie Richards coming to us from New Zealand, fashion stylist, telling us how to dress to feel our best. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Ellie Richards, how can personal style act as a form of self-care without being perfectionist or pressure-driven?
Personal style is, you know, something forever evolving. Imagine if we all wore the same thing, you know, like it would be very boring. So I think of personal style, it's like art, you know, like we can't just go out and buy a perfect wardrobe in one setting. It's something that we develop over time because we're multifaceted, we have layers to us, and your wardrobe should too. It should represent all parts of your life and over time. So when you understand yourself, getting dressed becomes a lot easier. And then when you know what feels good on you and what things start to resonate really easily. So you know, pressure comes from trends, it comes from comparison to other people, and we are unfortunately in a world where that's very prominent, constantly thinking, I want to look like that person and be like that person. So when you really know your style, and I feel like I've got to a really strong, confident place in that, I don't impulse buy, and I don't follow what's on trend. I know exactly what suits me and what gives me energy and shows off my personality because I've done the work and I've got the framework. So so I guess we, you know, also just recognizing we can't be perfect, and that naturally our wardrobe develops over a long period of time, and not trying to seek out being like someone else, because you'll never quite feel like you. And what's quite interesting, there is a lot of studies around if you copy someone's outfit, right? So you go on Pinterest and you see an outfit and you copy the exact thing, you're not having any agency in the process. So you're not making the decisions yourself. And so your outfit might look good, you might look good, but actually your brain isn't going, I've made this decision, so I'm feeling really stylish and good about this outfit. And so it doesn't actually help. So when you have a really strong sense of self and strong sense of style, and you're putting these outfits together and you're feeling confident about it, you will show up as such a better version of yourself. And when you do that, you know, your head's high, your posture's great, your eye contact is strong. And that's when your life really starts to to take place, because you're making connections, you're showing off the best traits of yourself to other people, because your clothing is an extension of yourself.
What simple wardrobe habits can support overall well-being and natural healing routines?
Yeah, great question. I mean, what we said before is, getting rid of clothes that don't serve you is number one. I just think, like, you need to recognize where you are now. If you've gone through a transition, if you've moved cities, if you've gone through a breakup or whatever it might be, if there's clothes that represent the person that you were a couple of years ago, then you're not going to feel good wearing it. So I also have a declutter guide that really helps with a process like that. And it's just a really simple set of questions when you're looking at each piece and where they sit. Are they 100% yes, they serve a place in your wardrobe? Are they maybe, and they go away for a bit, and then a no, like absolutely get rid of them. And that really helps with that process. But then also having go-to outfits like that you know work is really helpful. Having those capsule base layers and then a couple of pieces from the personality basics or dopamine pieces over the top. And then also organizing your wardrobe into the minimalist wardrobe formula really helps as well. I divide my wardrobe in that way. And so every day it's very easy. One of those, one of those, one of those. And then also just having fewer pieces. But as I said, choice overload, that you don't want to wake up and have an overload of choice every single morning. It's just, you've got so much to deal with in your day. You don't need this added stress. And then the same when you're shopping as well, you know, once you've done this, once you've done the work, you've got the systems, you know exactly what you're looking for. You're not creating more clutter and mess. Getting dressed becomes easier. And I would also say my last thing is you have to, in COVID especially, we sat at home and we moved from the bed to our desk, right? And we immediately have to go from sleeping to work, but your outfit stays the same. Like, lots of people were just wearing sweatpants. And I think it was so evident, and people really recognized that they couldn't work. Their brain was not working. And so even if you're at home or you're not seeing anyone, like, I always get up, I put on makeup and I put on an outfit and I put on, like, the amount, like, I want to wear sweatpants. I want to wear my slippers. But I know that my brain doesn't work that way. So it's intentionally dressing for what you want to achieve, how you want your brain to work, how you want to see yourself, because you can't expect the signals to be there if you're trying to, you know, if you're wearing something that you'd wear to the movies or on the couch, you know.
Now, many people, as you know, feel lost or disconnected from themselves. They go through a transition and they don't know who they are anymore. How can you, as a fashion stylist, empower someone to reconnect with their identity through style?
I work with women, as I said, usually going through some sort of transition, and I've been working with over 50 women last year. Most women aren't struggling with style. They're basically dressing for this version of themselves that doesn't exist anymore. So things have changed. If you think about the last couple of years, how have your priorities changed? How have your values changed? Your lifestyle, your work, and then does your wardrobe reflect that version of you now or the person you're trying to become? Because basically your wardrobe should be growing with you. So I basically start with what do you love doing? Like, what is it? What are your hobbies? What are the things you're interested in? And as I mentioned, I'm a creative person. You might be really into books. You might be into history, into cooking or community or, you know, and then how do pieces resemble or embody traits that you love? That are parts of you, and then marrying that with what does your life consist of. So what do you do in your day? I'm not going to wear some heels to run errands in town, you know, how annoying, but I'm going to but I might wear a boot, or I might wear a nice shoe, because I still want to look polished and put together, because I'm a stylist and I want people to respect myself and my work. And when I say that I'm a stylist, I want to be proud of that statement, but I don't want to feel like I'm dressing. It's not right for the environment, or not right for what I'm trying to do. So I think you're just reflecting on who you are as a person, what you love, hobbies, and what type of pieces embody those traits, and then what do you do in your day and what does your life consist of, and trying to bring those two worlds together.
So Ellie Richards, final question. For someone who's wanting to start today, what's a simple first step to building a wardrobe that truly supports them and their lifestyle, and in feeling the best they can?
Yeah, absolutely. So to start off, I would suggest going to your wardrobe and picking out an outfit that you love. I always ask clients, what is the last time that you wore something that you felt really good and you got lots of comment on, and it just felt like you. And that doesn't have to be like the crazy beautiful dress. It could actually just be your really great everyday outfit. And then what is it about that outfit? What is the color, structure? What mood did it stimulate? What silhouette was it showing? How is it making you feel? And then we want to try and find those patterns across your whole wardrobe, and making sure that the pieces that you're bringing in, or the pieces that are in there now, are also representing those feelings for you, and making sure you don't have to build out your wardrobe from scratch. It's just going, are all these pieces allowing me to feel this certain way, so that your style is then becoming this sort of mirror of who you are and how you want to feel. So I guess basically starting with, the starting point to all of this is recognizing that clothes have a massive impact on how we feel. So fashion psychology, and respecting that, and not pushing it aside. Like, fashion is a really shallow topic, because it's not. It really does impact us. And then going, is my toolkit working for my life?
Great information. And I also want to add briefly that you don't have to spend a lot of money. I buy most of my clothes on Poshmark, and people will comment and I'll be like, oh, it was $20. And it was, so when you know your style, you don't have to spend a lot of money. So
I completely agree. I'm a huge fan of vintage shopping. I constantly help clients find pieces and put outfits together. But the entire premise of that is to find the system and how to what the outfit is doing and why the colors work, and then going and finding vintage, because there's just the most amazing pieces, especially in the US, that you can find that already exist. We don't need to be buying more, and that's like the real grounding root of everything that I do. I truly believe that once we understand our style, we don't impulse buy, we don't overconsume, and that complements and contributes to a more sustainable world. So I do think that when we can really work on ourselves and our personal style, we can be better for ourselves and the environment.
Great information. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is available on Substack. Our guest today, the lovely, brilliant, inspiring, uplifting fashion stylist, Ellie Richards. You can find out more about Ellie Richards and her wonderful life-changing work at nudestudio.com. And remember, when you're depressed, get dressed. What you wear makes a huge difference. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.